We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jenna Cameron, John Rich, it is 94WIP. Again, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways to weigh in on the show as we move through. I guess it was 3 years ago. There was a show we did. John wasn't here. I did a one-hour show a couple years ago. I said, let's just do a one-hour AMA. And I did, and it was fun. And
I remember that.
Yeah, it was a one-hour AMA. So let me just say this. On this day, if you have currently some phone line issues, we'll get that figured out and fixed. AMA just alive, ongoing, and now open. So I want you to hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or the text line, as we typically do on Wednesdays as we approach noon. We'll just have a rolling AMA the whole show, at least for now, where you can just get questions in, make them some good, fun, creative questions, whatever you want to know about. Seltzer will grab the best of the best, and we'll hop topics. It won't be all just about cheating in baseball and how, Richie and Seltzer want to take away the Astros championship. So just make them some good, fun, creative questions, and we'll have some fun with that. So again, AMA, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line to weigh in. That way, or comment on anything we're discussing. Spike, there's a trial coming up. Spike Eskin in studio with us. There's a trial coming up that you have dubbed the trial of Jared Camera on Thursday, 12:45. Mickey Morandini's going to be involved. Milt Thompson's going to be involved. Milt, my lawyer, Mickey Morandini, the lawyer, of course, for John Brazier's side. And I understand.
Really creative title, by the way. You say that I have dubbed the trial of Jared. It really is the trial of Jared Camera.
Yeah, but I feel like an idiot when I say it on the air. It feels... odd, to say your own trial's name.
It's a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal.
So we're taking steps, just so you're aware, and I haven't shared this with you.
Okay.
In case you are found guilty, we will have waxers on site.
Oh, no.
Ooh!
Really?
This is for real?
I haven't lined that up yet, but I'm going to. I just decided.
Plus, Spike bought a gavel in case you didn't see
it. I did buy a gavel.
Like a real nice gavel.
So you're like the judge.
I'm the judge.
You're going to have a robe?
I hadn't even thought of that.
So hold on. Let's get back to the waxer on site thing. Yeah. Does that mean if you rule that Joe is guilty as charged, that we get to then watch and listen as he is waxed?
Well, that was the bet.
Same day. Like that's going to happen Thursday?
Oh, man.
Man, well, hold on. Slow it down for a second.
This is like so much for me to digest right now because this is a lot of excitement. And I'm just... I do think we need to make sure we pin him down.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, but guys, no one gets the chair on the same day that they're told they're guilty.
That's a good point.
I mean, that's a little extreme.
Those people also have real judges and lawyers. You don't walk into a court and they're like, wait, is the prosecutor Mickey Morandini? That's strange.
Now, you're going to be swearing in the witnesses, right?
No, I don't think
so. Yeah, what should we have them swear on?
Swear on an Eagles 2017 championship, shirt or hat.
I'm sure the Phillies folks will be thrilled. I'll call the organization.
We'll get some kind of Phillies.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe a copy of Whatever It Takes, Dude, 93 Phils.
The point is, we don't need to swear them in for honesty and truth.
Well, wait a minute. They're prosecutors. We have to swear in the witnesses.
You swear in the witnesses. That's
what I said. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure. I think
so. Well, who are the witnesses?
Well, we haven't determined the witness. I mean, I have my ideas.
The witnesses are also the prosecutor defending attorney.
There will be some cross matches.
So,
I mean, I might grab a lawyer and put a lawyer on the stand. I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities there.
Here's what I'd
say. Hold on, Richie, you could
end up on the stand.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
You're saying that you are choosing, in the here and the now on Thursday,
Mickey Morandini on the stand. It's possible. I mean, I got a bone to pick with him.
Doesn't this stuff need to be discussed
after I made a bet? Well,
who? What?
What do you mean who and
who
what?
Who changed the
what
rules?
Are you, Ricky Waters here for who for
who,
what?
Yeah. Who changed the rules on you? You're now
the rules were
claiming?
Changed by some combination of John Brazier or Mickey Morandini after the bet was made, or at least it wasn't properly informed. Like, I'm not going to give you my whole argument right now. Obviously, I'll save some stuff for Thursday. I will just simply say I'm nervous, but I believe that I'm in the right. I'm being honest with you. I believe I'm in the right. And I will on Thursday lay out what I believe will be a compelling case. Mm-hmm. And John, I know you'd like to do your whole squawking thing and you entice people to, you know, clamor up against me and you do that whole nonsense. All right. By the way,
it doesn't need to entice much.
Yeah.
By the way,
I really do. I want to be clear. I really believe I'm in the right on this.
If you're found guilty, you're going to have to vacate all of your Beat the Hammer championships.
Yeah, well, that's
yes.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening. All right. Again,
Scurvy Dog on Twitter has a good point. Someone trying to weasel out of a bet is arguing against strong consequences for the Astros cheating.
That's a good
shocking.
All right. So I saw a headline. Uh-huh. I saw a headline yesterday. And, Spike, it's good while you're here because this is a headline that to me is just such utter nonsense. And John and I disagreed yesterday about the NBA All-Star Game. And Spike, we haven't talked to you about it, but I'm curious your thoughts. So a headline on ESPN.com. Let me just say, I turned the All-Star Game off at the end of the first quarter. I watched a very tiny bit thereafter because I was so completely turned off by the non-defense in the first quarter. I think they scored on like 10 or 15 straight possessions. John comes in here yesterday, thinks it's like the greatest game ever, the most competitive thing ever because of what happens in the fourth quarter. I see a headline
Second half.
I see a headline on ESPN.com that says, and the title is, "The Greatness of This All-Star Game Will Carry Us."
Oh, I saw that.
Okay.
Brian Windhorst.
Now, there was like 60 points scored by one team in the first quarter. So what in the heck? John, how can, like, so they finally started to, like, they lost me and I guarantee you millions of others. They're like, are you kidding me?
Well, that's,
nobody's
that's
playing
on
defense.
You.
Like, it's not on me. That's the player's fault, John.
I will admit.
And you're telling me
I
this
came
is so
close.
Magnificent
I came
game?
Close to doing what you did. And I felt like it was just going to be another All-Star game. It became something so much more. It became something where I was worried for the players in the fourth quarter that they were going to do themselves in competing so hard.
Well, they tried so hard for 12 minutes.
It was insane. No, it was the second half, man. The second half was playoff quality, like championship game seven quality defense for the entirety of the fourth quarter, for much of the second half, and you had guys playing faster, playing harder than I had ever seen. That includes Joel and Ben. They were playing harder than they do for Brett, and that made me think, whoa, like this is a cool thing to watch, but this is also a problem.
All right, Spike, this is what I was dealing with yesterday. Where do you come down on all? How much of the All-Star Game did you absorb?
And
I'm
a loser. I watched all of Saturday night and all of Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, so right. I watched a bunch of it. Look, it was the best All-Star Game in a while. I would say that maybe ever. It was probably the best All-Star Game of all four major sports, but it was still just an All-Star Game. Like, it was nice that they found a way to make it more enjoyable, and that's it. I don't know that we need three more discussions on the ending and how we can change regular games. Regular games are fine. I don't think they need to play up to 24 in the fourth quarter in regular games. It was good. It was a great way to make them try for at least one quarter. But I think the NBA All-Star Game gets a little too much hate when the NHL All-Star Game is similar, right?
Yeah.
And the baseball All-Star Game,
baseball
cool
All-Star Game's great because here's the thing about the baseball All-Star Game. The pitcher is trying to win that at bat, and the batter's trying to win that at bat. And so you actually get integrity of competition because both primary parties want to win.
Well, you don't really get integrity of competition because you have a different pitcher every inning.
No, but I mean, but
that's not realistic. There's nothing.
Well, you're allowed to change pitchers.
Well, but it's nothing like a regular game.
It's nothing like a regular game, but they actually are trying.
Yeah,
it's not like the pitcher saying, "Here, let me throw you a meatball," and you knock it out of the park. I mean, that doesn't happen. And by the way,
except for Derek Jeter when they did that for his
All-Star
Game at bat. Well, but yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I love the baseball All-Star Game. I think it's phenomenal. And typically, it's one by the pitchers, if you
Spike,
will.
I'm with you. All All-Star games are stupid.
James, you don't like the baseball All-Star
game? It's fine, but I don't take it seriously. I don't look at it and just, take anything away from
well,
it.
I don't know
it's
if I take anything away from it. I
mean, well, here's the thing. They took it seriously. They took it seriously for the first time ever. That was, I mean, I'm not making some sweeping statement.
Well, you did about the Sixers yesterday.
Like basketball needs to change because they played that way. I'm not saying change the rules. I'm saying it caused me to think, whoa, what do we need to do to motivate these guys, our guys, to play like that?
For half a quarter? I don't know. Yeah. If they're in the playoffs.
No, listen, Joel, even in the first quarter, Joel was hustling up and down the court like we don't always see.
Yes, because the spotlight was on them, and when they're in the playoffs, they'll try just like every other team does. I don't know that it's a Joel and Ben issue. Do you say that about LeBron or Kawhi or you know anybody who takes off games during the regular season?
I don't scrutinize them the way I do Joel and Ben, that's for sure. I saw there were times when on the play when Ben, I guess he had a putback,
yep,
and he was like flying so out of control. Like Ben is such a unique athlete. He's never out of control. He went so fast. He was out of control. He slipped. He fell. I'm worried that he's hurt. He's laughing it off. But it just made me think like he is driven to a new level of competitiveness.
Isn't that a good argument to not have the All-Star game like that?
I was worried. I was very worried.
I don't know.
It's not replicable because no one's going to want their guys playing in a situation like that. That was too much.
I wouldn't look
too
deeply.
But it was great to watch.
I wouldn't look too deeply into the fact that Joel and Ben were trying more in the All-Star game than they had previously, because I think if we watched every team as much as we watch the Sixers, we would see plenty of star players taking halves off and games off and things like that. I don't think it's a anti-Brett Brown thing or an anti-Sixers thing. I think every eye was on them that night, and I think they wanted to try.
Yeah, I agree. I think they just were amped up by the spotlight. But, I mean, at the same time, to say that they tried so hard, they were playing a joke basketball game for a long while. So it makes it easier to go hard in the fourth quarter when you didn't try in the first half.
But they did.
No, John, it's easy to play. They basically played 5-on-2 basketball in the first half.
It was not easy to play.
They played
That
it's very easy for pro basketball players to score 5-on-2.
It was a game 7. I don't know what's easy and what's not for these guys. I know that they were going out and they were doing things I hadn't seen before.
Well, I'm just telling you, a headline that says the greatness of this All-Star game will carry us struck me as a bit much. All right, let's get to some tweets and texts that have come in.
I don't get discounting that All-Star game and just saying, it's nothing. It was something, and it was really cool to watch. That's the bottom line. It was amazing athleticism and competition, and you are doing yourself a disservice being so dismissive.
Look, I love basketball.
Of the event.
I'm just
it
saying,
was awesome.
If the guys had tried harder in the first half, I actually would have watched them in
they
the second
actually
half.
Did.
They actually did it.
They did. I almost
John, a team
turned
had
it
60
off
points in the, first,
in the
quarter.
First quarter.
60 points.
Yeah, Joe. And then the second quarter was different. Then the other team
okay,
scored
all,
53
John,
or
I
whatever.
Understand what you're saying. All I'm telling
it
you
was,
is they lost me.
It
I'm
was
just being
really
honest.
Cool. I understand okay. because I almost did what you did.
Okay.
But it was worth it to stick with it. And it's, I don't know, it gave me some hope. I mean, yes, it gave me some worry. It also gave me some hope that Joel Embiid was the guy that Team Giannis was turning to in crunch time. Like, the rest of the league respects this guy way more than we have been, than I have been over the last month. I mean, I've been bashing him.
Well, it's a reminder how great he can be.
It totally is.
Which is
awesome. Refreshing.
It is awesome.
It was. Yes, it made things seem righter for me watching that game.
Yeah, no, I get you on that. All right, Twitter and text line, ways to interact. And a lot of people commenting, James, what are some of the things being said?
All right, we'll get to an AMA question in a sec. We've got more thoughts. First of all, Lisa, good point on Twitter. Joe DeCamera's only agreeing with Spike asking to get sympathy on Thursday.
Ooh.
Don't fall for it, Spike.
Well, I agreed with Joe. Joe didn't agree with me.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
I spoke
get in the
first.
Way here.
Yeah, no, good point. See, let me just say, that's an example, ladies and gentlemen, of how people try to do me dirty. And it's just not right. But whatever.
All right. Here's an interesting thought from Edgar Joel Velez on Twitter. He asks, A great penalty would be a postseason ban. A 5-year stretch with no playoff baseball would hurt them where it matters most. Players can't play for the championship, and owners would lose money. What do you guys think of that?
I thought about it. It's an interesting one. Now, you also punish.
That's brutal.
You punish the fans.
You're punishing young players that had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You're punishing kids that, you know, are drafted by the Astros or, you know, people. No one's going to want to go there. Well, I shouldn't say no one. It will dissuade some free agents and that sort of thing from ending up there. So that's even further punishment. But the guys who are stuck there under contract, that's pretty
major.
Yeah,
I mean, it's similar, of course,
to
college football or basketball when a team is ineligible and, you know, you're a freshman and now you got 3 more years to go and you're not allowed to play in the tournament.
And you can't transfer if you're an Astros draftee.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I think I'm against it because I think it's hard. Not that I wouldn't want to punish the Astros, but I think you're punishing players that weren't involved and you're punishing fans that weren't involved in a way that, to me, makes that too extreme a punishment. Spike, where do you stand on that?
I would agree. I
think it's...
It's an interesting idea.
It does hit them where it hurts, that's for sure.
I mean, you could do it for 1 year. You could say they're not eligible for a year.
And the thing is,
But then what kind of competition are you getting? If you say the Houston Astros are not eligible for the playoffs, let's just say this year, forget 3 years. This year they're not eligible. Like, what are you really getting from the Astros when they play the Phillies in June? Mm-hmm. And just what does that do to the game?
Well, but I also think no matter what
the punishment
is. Because
I'll tell you this, if I'm an Astro, I'm not playing through injury.
You're not playing through injury
well,
anyway.
But you're going
you
to have to. But to my original point, you're going to have to play for your next contract anyway. Like, everyone's watching all the time. Most of the games are not playoff games. And what you're judged on when you go to get your next contract is the 162 games is not, you know, there have been plenty. We just gave $350 million, however much we gave to Bryce Harper, who does not have great playoff stats, and it's because of what he does during the regular season. So remember that, too. Look, no matter what punishment it is, there's going to be some people who end up being punished who didn't do anything wrong. That's how it works. I don't know. I wonder if the what was the soccer team that just punished? Did you guys mention
Manchester
that?
City? No.
Yeah. So Manchester City, they fined them $30 million and they relegated them to the non-Premier League for 2 years. So they can't. I mean, that's a serious punishment. Like, it just, I guess it just depends on how serious you are at stopping it.
Brutal.
Yeah.
You know?
That's an amazing punishment. All right, James, more stuff in there. What do you got?
All right, how about a fun AMA question from Robin on Twitter asks, who's your all-time favorite player who does not have Philadelphia ties?
Football, it's Peyton and Montana. Basketball, I mean, I go chalk here. Basketball, it's Jordan. Hockey, it's Gretzky.
Oh, brother, come on.
Such a loser.
And baseball, it's Babe Ruth. So, I mean, you know.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold up. Babe Ruth?
Yeah, Babe Ruth.
You never saw Babe Ruth play.
Doesn't
that was
matter.
Your favorite player.
What do you think? I'm gonna pick, you know, Reggie Jackson?
Sure.
I'm going to pick Jim Palmer?
Sure.
No, I'm going to pick Babe Ruth.
Well, how much would you even have watched Reggie Jackson play? You're 40.
I watched Reggie a little bit. I mean, I don't know. Jim Palmer, I saw him in his underwear. I saw Jim Palmer in his underwear for like 20 years in his underwear.
Babe Ruth.
That is so ridiculous.
Yeah, Babe Ruth.
How can you?
That's just a horrible answer.
It's the worst answer.
That's a horrible answer.
How can anybody's favorite non-Philly player be anybody other than Babe Ruth?
I can't.
He's the soul in a SWAT.
Never saw him play,
He's the Bambino.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? You think I'm the bad guy because Babe Ruth's my favorite?
No, I think you're ridiculous.
That is dumb.
I think it's one of the more ridiculous answers to a question I've ever heard in my life.
It's a horrible answer.
I disagree.
What was your favorite about him? You never saw him. But what was your favorite?
He had more home runs than teams combined.
What does that have to do with
What am I going to pick? Steve Sachs?
No, I don't know.
I loved watching
Steve
Kenny Lofton play.
Steve Sachs was my financial
advisor
when I first started in the league.
That's really? Your fault.
Steve Sachs.
Well, that's weird.
It was.
So Steve Sachs was your financial advisor.
He was for,
Well, like apparently apparently he didn't do well with his money. Now he wants to go help other people with their money.
I don't know how he did
Steve
with
Sachs
his money.
Should not have had to work.
He He loves making money.
What do you mean, Steve Sakshinato?
I mean, if you play Major League Baseball,
he played at a time where players didn't make as much money as they make
today.
He
made enough that he shouldn't have to be Richie's financial advisor.
You think he should just sit around for the rest of his life?
That's,
maybe he
see,
enjoys
that's the thing.
It.
Joe
like,
likes sitting around so much. That's his
like,
goal.
Like, he finished just playing
goal.
Baseball at like 35 years old, and he's like, all right.
So you think,
I'm out.
You think I'm out of line because Babe Ruth's my favorite non Philly baseball player?
It is wrong.
Guys,
pure
he
absurdity.
And he
it's
hit.
Wrong.
It's pure absurd. You never watched him play. How can someone be your favorite? So you love reading about Babe Ruth?
Wait,
looking
is Charlie
at
Chaplin
stats?
Your favorite actor?
He could be. He could be. He's not, but he could be. I think he's the most. It's incredible what
you
think
can
he's
see
the
Charlie
most
Chaplin movies.
Actor. You did say he was the most talented actor.
What
of
he
all time.
Accomplished, having no spoken word, and entertaining millions, is spectacular. I'm just telling you.
I can't get over the Babe Ruth thing.
You're so strange. You're just so
Ruth.
Strange.
Yeah.
You're so strange. Right, well, I can't get over it.
It's Babe Ruth.
You know, I've known you for years. We've all been working together for 3.5 years.
And that was a major mistake.
Years. Yes, 3.5
Major mistake.
My mistake.
Well,
I talk to you every day, have been, you know, personally and with work, and you never cease to amaze me by getting just a little bit more Joe DiCamera than you were the day before.
That's true.
You know, like the tapes of, when you run for president, the tapes of this, somebody, some voter someday when you run for president is going
to
go,
honest
Babe Ruth.
God.
Yeah, I do.
Joe, you're telling me honest that you really think about that?
Yeah, I do.
Which further proves that this is not a
no,
farce.
It's not a bit.
He
thinks he's going to
be president. He actually thinks that's possible.
Yeah.
Which is,
by the way, 18.
I mean, that in itself, it's almost cause for worry.
Well, I just want to say,
we might need to take action.
18% of respondents yesterday in our Twitter poll question of the day.
Which is exactly why you shouldn't have voted for him as a joke.
Well,
now you've encouraged this.
18% of people thought, the question was, will Joe DiCamera ever become president of the United States? 18% of people said yes.
You kept the paper.
So I appreciate that. That's a file it away and bring it back when need be. All right, 888-729-9494.
If only there were a way you could file that away without keeping the piece of paper.
All right,
only there was a way.
All right, coming up, John Spike and Seltzer also have to answer the question, their favorite non-Philadelphia athlete in each sport. We'll hit that coming up. Also up ahead, is it fair that he's on the list? A star player in Philadelphia sports on a list that, quite frankly, you really don't want to be on. We'll get to that next. Is it even fair that he's on the list? We'll dive in. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, Spike Eskin hanging out with us on 94 WIP. Hey, FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. Actually, for a whole bunch of reasons. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day, and once you win, they get you your cash fast. And if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, well, now's the time, right now. Because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free, meaning you can place any bet, and within 7 days of sign-up, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. And so much to look at to consider to bet on, including the futures this year, 2020 season, for baseball, over-under for the local ball club, whether they'll make the playoffs, that's right there. Of course, for the local basketball team, how far they'll go in the postseason, it's all there for you. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android. Again, it's FanDuel.com/Android. Be sure to sign up using promo code Joe. That's promo code Joe to get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.